It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, good morning to you. You know, with the cooler weather, this cool weather triggers a couple of things. It kicks off hunting season for sure, the past cool weather we had this past week. But it also kicks off the trophy blue catfish bite. Our guest today is Mike Houston. Now, Mike guides down at Lake Whitney and Lake Aquila. Now, I haven't had a guest on that fishes down in that area in a while, but Mike catches some big old catfish. He's a catfish guide. So we're going to devote some time today to talking about catching catfish, something that I near and dear to my heart because I've been a cat fisherman among a lot of other kind of fishermen all my life. Mike, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
I'll tell you what, catfish is they're fun to catch, they're fun to eat, and really the kickoff on this cooler weather is really just the beginning of the big blue bite, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the big fish, usually the best from October through mid-March, with December and January being the absolute best.
Yeah, that's prime time, isn't it? Colder it gets. And, well, a lot of our listeners, you know, we follow Tawakoni and, well, Texoma, you know, renowned big blue catfish lakes. Lake Fork, as I'm sure you know, is awesome for lots of good-sized channel cat. Lake Fork is. I was down there and actually worked with Jerry Miller on the Catfish Classic, the Yannis Catfish Classic last year, and fished it, actually. I fished in that tournament. But Aquila, I'm betting many of our guests are not real tuned in to the catfishing available at Lake Aquila. And then we all know Whitney's got some big old catfish in it, too. Let's start with Aquila, Mike. I've only fished on Lake Aquila twice in my whole life. Beautiful lake, and I know absolutely nothing about catching catfish there, but you say that's one of your favorite spots for the big blues, right?
Yeah, it's good. It's got a lot of trees in it, a lot of real thick timber, and I do a majority of my fishing in the trees. And the fish are shallow there a lot of time. Even in the dead of winter time when the water's in the 40s, I still catch fish in 2 to 3 foot of water there.
Well, I'll be. So conventional patterns, such as drifting a Santee rig over humps and all that, that's not the way you fish it at Aquila then, right?
Well, I really don't do a whole lot of drifting anywhere.
Uh-huh.
I do a lot of fishing in the timber and in the flooded willows. And really, last year I caught fish shallow. And we got down to 36-degree water temperatures. I was still catching fish in less than 7 foot of water.
Yep. You know, I followed that bite you're talking about, not at Aquila or Whitney, but especially at Lake Tawakoni, and the shad kill. And a wind, a steady wind, and a shad, when it gets really cold, the weather and the water gets really cold, there's usually often a shad die-off. And from what I've been told and what I believe, that's the reason those catfish get up shallow. Do you try to fish the windy sides or, you know, where the dead bait fish stack up as a rule?
Yeah, I generally try to fish the windy sides. I think last year was real unique. That a lot of people on the bigger lakes, they drift the deep holes, and they were really moved out early last year. They were moved out in January. They were moved up into the mouth of the creeks and the shallow water. But if you could find a wind, when they had that shad kill, if you could find a wind-blown bank, them fish would usually be stacked up on it, eating those dead shad.
Yeah, and that's a trick. People, you know, years ago when people were learning about blue catfish, how they feed and all, we didn't know why, but we do know why now. That cold water temperature, the shad can't handle it when it drops on down, and they die by the gazillions, you know. And that's where the blue cat, then the wave action and all, pushes them up against bank lines. And that's why you catch them shallow, right?
Yeah, well, another thing I noticed on Aquila last January when we had that shad kill is in the wintertime when the water gets real cold, those shad, they bunch up in the deeper holes of the lake real thick. And there were still big fish in the deeper holes of the lake, but the shad numbers were so thick there that I think the majority of the dead shad were in those deeper holes, and you could mark those big fish in the deeper holes. You just couldn't get them to bite. And the big fish you could find shallower, they didn't have as much shad to gorge on as the fish in the deep holes. So you could mark fewer fish shallower, but you could still catch more fish shallow.
I'm with you. You know, Mike, I bet there's some listeners out there that are thinking, Lake Aquila, I've heard of that, but where is it? Tell us where Aquila is located.
It's about 7 miles south of the town of Whitney. So it's real close to Lake Whitney. They're only a few miles apart.
Exactly. I know a lot of our folks have probably, I would venture to guess many of our listeners from the Panhandle to Deep East Texas this morning haven't fished Aquila. So, well, let's say right now we're going to jump in a boat and go fishing with you at Aquila. And here it is, early October, end of September, this time period. What would we expect? What kind of bite would we expect to experience right now?
I think in a full day, fishing with shad, right now you'd want to be in less than 3 foot of water. And you could expect 25 fish, with majority of them being 12 pounds and under, and then a couple over 20 pounds.
So
right now,
yeah,
time of year.
Yep. So if you're looking for a good fish fry, now these are mostly blue cats, right?
Yes, they're mostly blue cats. Aquila is also well known for having big flatheads in it.
I've read that. Now, you have to understand I'm picking your brain now, Mike, because my knowledge of Aquila, I've white bass fished on there once, and I've crappie fished, and it's probably been 10 years since since the last trip I was there. That's got Aquila pretty well covered. And then, I mean, basically to inform everybody what's going on. So as the water cools, the size of the blues, you'll be catching more big ones, I'm going to assume, at Aquila?
Yeah, as the water cools, the big fish just get more and more active. And they get more bunched up together instead of being spread out all over.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's shift over to Whitney now. And that's a lake I have fished a lot, mostly for stripers. I know when that island there floods and the egrets start nesting, I've been there in the past. That can be a fun deal, but that's just happens on occasion, you know. How about Whitney now and what you're expecting on the catfish, say, you know, as the water continues to cool?
Well, I've been out on Whitney the last 2 days, and it's just been phenomenal for fish up to 23 pounds. As fast as you want to catch them. They're all in the north end of the lake for the most part, but I very seldom fish south of Katy Bridge. I'm 95% of the time I'm on the north end of the lake and up into the river, even in the wintertime.
Okay, yep. And depths right now that you're catching bunches of these blues, are they fairly shallow?
Yesterday I was in a foot and a half, and the day before I was fishing in just a little bit over 2 foot.
No kidding. Well, that's a different pattern than a lot of people are using, but it's highly productive. I can tell that. What kind of rig when you're fishing shallow are you using?
I use a float rig. It's similar to a Sandy Cooper, but I put my peg float on the main line above the hook. So
okay.
I have a short leader with my weight on it, and then I have another leader with my hook on it, about a foot long. And then on my main line right above my three-way swivel, I'll have a peg float. so it holds my hook off the bottom, off the mud. But I've experienced with a conventional Sandy Cooper rig, some bigger fish have bit down on my peg float, and I've lost some bites because of it. So I've switched it up to this way, and it seems like it's a little better, and I haven't lost the fish because of it.
Mike, that's what fishing's all about, isn't it? Experimenting and see what works best on different places. And sound like you've got that down pat. I want to make sure and hook everybody up with you, Mike. Down at Whitney, right now, if I was going to jump in the boat with you, I'd say, Mike, can we head to Whitney? but I also know Aquila is kind of a sleeper, too. Yeah. Folks can go to Facebook, and that's an awesome way to connect with people. And they can like Houston Guide Service, H-O-U-S-T-O-N, Houston Guide Service on Facebook. Just like that. Or they could call you. Leave a number if someone wants to give you a buzz and talk fishing down at Whitney, or maybe they want to go to Aquila. How do they call you?
My number is 817-487-7121.
Mike, that's absolutely awesome. Now, back to, we've got a couple more minutes. I want to pick your brain a little bit more on Aquila. Now, as far as size of big blues, and by big, I'm talking about 25 pounds plus. I know you catch on occasion much bigger than that, but when the weather gets really cold, are fish in the, say, 30 to 40 pound range, I won't say common, but I mean, is it rare to catch one that big on Aquila?
Well, this last winter I had several days with over five fish over 30 pounds out there.
Yeah.
And I caught several in the 50 pound range, and I think I caught 47 fish last year over 40 pounds.
Oh yeah, that's good. Now, if you were comparing Lake Whitney to Aquila, strictly big fish, which, and I'm going to bet you've probably fished Whitney more, maybe, I don't know that, but you maybe you put in more hours on Whitney, but which one do you think for the top end, I'm talking about fish over 50 pounds, which one would you think would be, if you had to go catch a 50 plus pounder in dead of winter, which lake would you go to, Mike?
I would pick Aquila for just trophy size fish. Whitney is really good for fish up to 25 pounds. I mean, you can absolutely load the boat on Whitney, but due to the fish kills we had back in 2007 and 2011, we just don't have the age class to have the high numbers of 50 and 60-pound fish.
I got you. Well, one thing that I do know for sure, it's a beautiful part of the country, and it's not – so some people think of Whitney and Aquila as being way off somewhere, but from Dallas, I mean, you're a couple hours away, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, really. I mean, yeah, really. So
30 minutes from Waco.
That's right. So it's really located in a spot where it's easy for a lot of people to access. Mike, thank you a lot for being with us, buddy, and I'll get you back from time to time whenever you have the time to be with us. And, folks, you can contact Guide Mike Houston here, Houston Guide Service on Facebook. Mike, thank you very much, sir, and let's do it again. What do you say?
All righty. I appreciate it, and thank you.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.